I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Hi, James from Ingvid. Dreaming. What am I dreaming about? Well, this lesson, to be honest. I'm trying to find a way that would be easier to have difficult conversations. It's a dream, but it's a dream I'm going to help you turn into a reality. Today, what we're going to look at is 10 words to give you to use in conversations that you might find difficult in English that no one else has given you. I will give you some situations that you could use these words in, and then we're going to play, have a little bit of fun, okay? It's something you can do by yourself, you can do with a friend or a group, and it will help you become more creative and a lot better with English, more like a native speaker, because you'll understand what these words are and how to use them appropriately. Are you ready? Let's go to the board. As he says, these are difficult conversations. There are many different types, from relationship and work. So we're going to have a bit of fun. And I'll start off with the words first. Let's look at the word confess. When you confess something, it means you must give the truth or tell the truth about something. Something that someone hasn't known, you will have to tell them. Right? I have to confess that I like yellow and I'm wearing yellow underwear. You didn't know, it's hidden, but now you know. Resolve. It means to find a way. If you resolve to do something, you want to resolve, you have decided to do something and you've got a strong desire to do it. A resolve to lose 15 pounds means I've made a promise to myself to work towards that and do that. Regret. Regret, you say you're sorry, and it means I feel bad about it. When you regret, you wish you didn't do it. I regret breaking off with a girlfriend 5 years ago because she would have made the perfect wife. I regret. Condolences. Use this one, what we call sparingly, which means don't use it a lot. Condolences is, or the word condolence is usually reserved for death. Okay? So when you say condolence, if you say I give my condolences, you wouldn't say that if someone lost their job. Oh, you lost your job? My condolences. They're not dying. They just don't have work, okay? They have a future. But if you hear someone is really sick, they have cancer, serious cancer, or their parent or someone they know has died, then you would say, I offer my condolences. You can even use it for a pet. If their dog that they've had for 10 years has died, offer condolences. It means I'm extremely, extremely sorry that this has happened to you. Okay? Empathize. Empathy is to feel like someone else. Empathize is to, we can understand and have, share the emotion with you. We have that empathy. When I say, I see a poor person in the street and someone says, look, they're lazy, I go, can't you empathize? Imagine what it would be like. Feel what they feel. Mend. Mend means to fix something. You want to mend it. You can mend a relationship. If you're fighting, we need to mend this relationship, right? We need to make it better, fix it. If you break your arm and it's fixed, the arm is mended. Your arm will mend, fix. I like disillusioned. An illusion is something you think is true, but it's not. It's an illusion. Magic tricks. Here you go. There it's gone. Wow. Whenever I go like this, there's the illusion that I've been standing here waiting for you to come back, right? It's all cameras. To be disillusioned is to believe something was true and you find out it's not true anymore. You think your mother or father is the greatest person on the planet, and then you find out, just like you, they have flaws or weaknesses or they make mistakes. And you're like, but I thought you were perfect. You become disillusioned. They weren't perfect or they are not perfect. Consider. Consider this. Think. And if you know the song I was trying to sing, yeah, REM. Anyway, consider, think about something. I need you to consider, to think about. Impact, bap! How something affects something else when it hits it. Bullets have an impact. Poof, they hit you, whoa. There's an impact, it affects your body. Okay? What is the impact? When this change happens, what will happen? Impact, there's impact to it. React. Act is action. React means back or again. So if somebody pushes you, how do you react? What do you do back? Okay, how do you react? Or if you won the $1 million, how do you react? You got information, you give information back out. Like, I won $1 million, woohoo, I'm rich. Okay? And here's the word, acknowledge. If you look carefully in there, there's the word know. When you acknowledge, you have to say, we know this is true. We know this is true. We acknowledge this person to be a great citizen. We're saying we know it's true that they are a great citizen. And before I go further, I have to acknowledge, hooray! And I'm not saying the word. Her name is Hooray, who gave me this beautiful shirt from Africa. Thank you. You can get one too. Just go to Africa. Otherwise, this is mine. Thank you, Hooray, for the shirt. And I'm proudly wearing it on Ingvid, so I hope you get to see this video and go, I gave him this shirt, and yes, she did. Hooray, Ba, gave me this shirt. Thanks, Hooray. Okay, anyway. So, difficult conversations. I've taught you some words, gave you some, you know, vocabulary, and you're like, great, I have vocabulary, but how is that a conversation? Well, here's what we're going to use our imagination and creativity. If you're by yourself, you can make a speech, and I might recommend you take 2 words or 3 words, definitely 1 word, and try to speak to someone using it, and you would pretend that this person would be here. So in this case, E will be my person. So you can draw your own little Mr. E on your paper and put E out there, and you can talk to E. Or if you have a friend you're sitting beside, you can go, okay, I'm going to pretend to be the parent, and you'll be the child, I'll be the president, you'll be the citizen, I'll be the man, you'll be the woman. Yeah, I will be the man, you can be the woman, I'm not going to be the woman. Okay, ready? So let's do the first one. So the first thing we would do is, you would say, here's a situation. A president has to tell his or her people that his or her, I know this is complicated, but just, I'll do it one way, then you'll get it, okay? A president has to tell his people that his government cannot help them in an emergency, or a president has to tell her people that her government cannot help them in an emergency. By the way, that's the proper way to write in English if you have to do that. A lot of times we put them or there to make it easier, but I just want to give you an example of where it's supposed to be written correctly with both genders indicated to show that it could be a man or a woman. Back to the lesson. Okay, so a president has to tell their people that, or tell his or her people that there's a problem. So here we go. How many words? What do you think, E? You think I have to use what? Okay, four people. Okay, I have to use 4 words. Here we go. My American people, I stand before you today, and I regret having to tell you that there is an emergency in the State of the Union. Donald Trump's president. I mean, there's an emergency in the State of the Union. I would like to give my condolences to those people who have been affected by this situation. We are trying to empathize with the pain that you may be going through, and we hope to mend our nation as soon as possible. I'm going to go for bonus here. I know you are disillusioned with what has gone on our lack of response to help you, going for the bonus, but please consider that we are under tremendous stress because of the impact of this situation on our nation. We are reacting in the best way possible, and we hope you could acknowledge the effort we have put forth to help you out. That's how a president should sound. Anybody out there, take note, send it off to some people, okay? Anyway, that would be a president apologizing for not being able to help the people in a situation, okay? Puerto Rico, hope you're okay. So, next, here's another situation. E says 4 for the next one. I'll do it. A doctor has to tell a parent that his or her child has died. Oh. Mrs. E, I regret to... I would like to offer you the condolences of the hospital in this tragic situation. I confess I don't have the words to express how you must feel and what we'd like to do to help you. I know my words cannot mend this situation for you. And I hope that the fact I'm taking this time will have the impact I hope, which is to bring some solace to your life at the loss of your child. Once again, we offer our condolences. Okay? That's what a doctor might say. And the third one, you have to tell your lover that you've cheated on him and her. I'll make this one funny. Okay. Ready? We know, baby, you have to acknowledge that the sex has not been good of late. Okay? You have to acknowledge that. It's true. And I know you're going to react badly to what I'm going to tell you, but please consider that I tried and waited and I was trying to emphasize with you that you were going through some difficulties, and I regret what I did. I cheated on you. Now I'm going to resolve not to do that again. And I confess, I felt badly when I did it because I love you so much, and I hope that these words will help mend our relationship, okay? Baby, can you consider keeping me, please? See, now you could try that. I doubt it will work, but at least you have the English words now to say something and hope she understands that you're serious, because you can say, I even went to Ingvid to learn these lessons, these words, to speak to you in the way that I thought was important. Okay? All right. So look, enough joking around. So these are 9 words. So you've learned some vocabulary. I've given you a situation where I've used the words randomly. As you can see, these are random to generate conversation. Now, of course, when you're doing this, you wouldn't just go into a speech, but you might say, for instance, the doctor one, Mrs. E, I confess there's something I regret having to tell you today. And you'd wait for her to respond, like, what do you have to say, doctor? And you would then say, listen, please consider that we've tried as hard as we can to save your child during the operation. Wait for a response. So it would be a back and a forth. And that way you engage listening skills and use the appropriate words at the right time. Now I have a couple more really bad situations to go to, and then I'm going to have you try and fill out your own speech to see what you would say. We have to have a quiz, right? That's how we do it. I don't know why I said goodbye. Anyway, I'm back, and I would like to give us a little bit of a test using the words we just learned. Okay, I'm going to use some of them. As Mr. E will pretend to be president speaking to his people. But before I do that, I would like to offer you a little bonus. You had 9 words, which can be difficult, but you have the explanations for the words, and I've given you a game you can play. But I want to give you a couple other situations that may actually occur in real life that you want to practice. So for that, we'll have another 6 words. You ready? I know it's tough. Let's go. You are breaking up with someone. Well, what does that mean? You're in a relationship, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, and you want to split the relationship. There are times you're going to have to use some words that will help make it a little bit better. One of the words I have here is crossroads. Crossroads means you're coming to a place where now you have to make a decision. So the road goes like this. At a crossroads, you either have to go across or go left or right. It's time to make a decision. So when you're in a crossroads or something, you have to decide whether you go left or right or continue, but a decision must be made. And usually because a situation has come that is very difficult to maintain. So it's very difficult to keep going forward. So what do you decide? Do you do that or do you take other options? Commitment. Wow, that's a loaded word. Commitment. Commitment means, MIT, M-I-T means to move, commit together. When you make a commitment, you move together. Okay, so like when we talk about motion, you're moving together, you committed to this action. We will move together to this action. Commitment, like marriage or have a relationship, is a commitment, right? Here's one, didn't want to lead you on. It means to make you think we're going somewhere, but we're actually not going to go there. So if you think we're going to get married, we're not going to get married, but I'm going to lead you on and make you think we're going to get married, okay? So in a situation like this, you might have to say, well, E's here. So E, I mean, we've been doing this for about 8-9 years, but I think we come to a crossroads because, I'm a man and you're a worm. You're not even human. So it's hard for me to keep this commitment going when it could be like bestiality, you know? It's illegal in many states. And I didn't want to lead you on that this relationship would go further into marriage and we'd have children because we're different species. That's never going to happen. Worms and humans can't do that. So I got to break up with you. See? Conversation. Oh, I'm going to give him a kiss. Yes. Yeah, you got to be nice. Mm, I love you, baby. Next one. How about this one? Okay. I've got to preface this. That means I got to say something first. I know for some people, it's hard to even imagine homosexuality as a choice for someone. So please be mature and understand that the world is different for many different people in many different areas. And for some people, this happens, okay? Or you may find yourself on the receiving end of this conversation from a friend, a parent, a coworker, and try to be respectful, okay? You don't have to love everything people do in this world, but you can be respectful. So in this case, we have, you have to tell your child you're gay or homosexual. I know some of you, but if you can get through a conversation like this, telling someone you have to break up with them is a lot easier, or telling someone you have to leave a job is a lot easier. So we have words like confused means I don't understand. I have some information and some information. I don't know how they work together. Acceptance means it doesn't mean I'm going to be 100% for what you're doing, but I can accept it. It's okay, right? It doesn't mean I'll be joining you. And courage means to be strong when things are difficult or hard. So in this case, if I were a parent, I might say, hey, son, you might be a little bit confused. I know because I've been your dad and you've known me a certain way for your whole life. But there are things inside me that feel different and I need to express those things. I hope that you can have your acceptance that you'll still accept the relationship we have as father and son. I know I'll always be for you. And I know it'll take a lot of courage to enter this new phase of our relationship where, you know, there's a different side to your father that you didn't know before. Now, I'm not hoping that you have any of you have to make that kind of conversation and that your families would accept and love you the way you are. But in case you ever have to do that or be on the receiving end, like, hey, Dad, I know you must be confused because you found out that you're, you know, you're not, you're gay, not straight, but it's okay. You know, you as your child, I still have acceptance for who you are as a person. And I'm proud that you have the courage to be who you are. Cool. See, I've just reversed it from child talking to parent and back. You never know, you might be in that situation. Cool. So we'll move on from there because we have a test, right? I taught you all sorts of wonderful words and they're not here. But here's President E, and can you guess what Mr. E will say in this difficult conversation? Let's go to the first one. As your president, I something, what? It's a verb, and it means sorry to do. I'm sorry I have to do something. That's right. Regret. He regrets having to bring this news to you. Mr. E regrets bringing this news to you. What's the next one? Our government offers our something to all the people that have been hurt in the latest shootings. Our government offers our something. It's to be very sorry. You're very sorry about something. Condolences, that's right, because that's, remember, something very, very bad. Someone's died or it's horrible. Condolences, because we said the word shootings. Condolences. We something with your feelings of loss. We what? What do we? What can we with your feelings of loss? What's another word for saying you can feel what they feel? You understand how they feel. You can share these emotions. Empathize, remember? To have empathy, to feel like another person. Empathize. We empathize with your loss. Next. We know many of you are something with our current gun laws. Well, if we look at shootings and people have been hurt and we have condolences and we have laws now and they don't seem to be working, what would you be feeling? What would you feel? Let's see. What would you feel? I forgot to do this, forgive me, but there. You are disillusioned. Remember we talked about illusion? If there's an illusion, you think something's true. You are disillusioned with our current gun laws. You thought they were good and you find out they weren't good because people got shot. What's the next one we're going to have? Okay. So, therefore, my government has something to fix this problem. What is my government going to do to fix this problem? It means to if you have a problem, you solve it. What do you have to do? That's right. The government has resolved to fix this problem. We're promising to fix it. Solve, go back and solve it. When you resolve, you make a promise to go back and fix something. Fix this problem that something, so many good people. So it's a problem and it has an impact or does something to people, what would we say? I think I gave it away if you were listening carefully. That's right. Impacts. Impacts. And if you look at all the words that I've written up here, we did them on the board before. And this is a actually something that's happened recently in our history, that some people were upset by some things that had happened in a country that we know of. And they were upset about the gun laws. And this is a kind of speech a president could make to make the people feel better, knowing that there was a problem. They understand the pain that people are going through and that they've lost and that they feel sorry for what's happened. And they know that they have not help the people. They've been disillusioned, but they could promise to fix it. Any government can do it. I mean, you can be anything from Brazil, the United States. It can happen anywhere in the world. Okay? So that's just one example of a difficult conversation. And the words we've used in a very serious situation. And you can use them in less serious situations, as we've talked about, like breaking up with someone. I mean, or saying you're gay, or having to tell somebody that their child has died. These are really serious. But if you can master these words, you can use them in less serious situations and be very effective in your ability to speak to people. Anyway, as always, we have homework. So I need to trust, I've got a homework sheet for you. Sorry. Let's see. Do. What's your homework today? Assignment. I need you to take three words from all the words I've taught you. You can also use these words here. And I want you to pick one of the situations I've given and give yourself 5 minutes, look at the words, think about a situation, and then try and come up with your own speech that would you use using these words. You can also have a friend do it, join you, okay? And they can have a conversation where you would use one, they'd use one encounter, and see how that flows. Cool? If you get a little bit better, try 5 words. And the second thing for homework is make up your own difficult situation. And here's what I want you to do. Once you've done that, using 3 words for ones I've given you, or you've made up your own, go visit Ingvid. We have a really big community there where people talk after they do the quizzes and ask each other's questions. We're happy to help you out where we can, but talk to each other and you can actually have fun with this, saying, here was my conversation. What was yours? What word did you have? Do you have a new word that you'd like to use? We're open to your suggestions. We look forward to hearing from you. Anyway, once again, thank you very much. Don't forget to subscribe. The button is somewhere over here. I always forget where it is. E, help me out. You'll see your button, subscribe, join us, and we look forward to seeing you. And don't forget to go do the quiz at Ingvid, okay? Anyway, thanks again. Ciao.